I'm Jason Brown with Lappy and Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, Talia Sandoval, representing the Inyo County Health and Prevention's WIC, which is Women, Infants, and Children Department, is inviting the community to a special event in honor of National Nutrition Month. The March Life Night is scheduled for March 5th, that's next week, from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. The gathering will take place at the Inyo County Consolidated Building in Bishop, which is right next to the Grocery Outlet Center, offering residents a chance to engage with health experts and learn more about nutritional wellness. Attendees can look forward to a variety of interactive mini workshops designed to provide practical health tips. In addition to educational sessions, the event will feature giveaways and detailed information regarding the various programs offered by the WIC department. For those seeking more information about WIC services or National Nutrition Month, the department can be reached directly at 760-872-1885. And you can also go out to our Facebook page or Instagram and watch Talia Sandoval tell you all about this. Well, there's a fundraiser to help Mitchie go to Cooperstown All-Star Village in 2026. That right, Mitchie's team, which is Tehachapi Seminoles Baseball Academy, there will be an entry fee, travel, and lodging in Oneonta, New York. I don't think I said that right. It's going to be in June. But they're doing an adult one-pitch co-ed softball tournament. It's going to be taking place between March 27th and 29th. It's going to be at the City Park Fields in Bishop, California. And the entry fee is $300 per team. All the monies go in proceeds to helping with the fee, travel, and lodging. For information, contact 760-920-7868. Remember, this fundraiser is to help Mitchie go to Cooperstown All-Star Village 2026. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office announced yesterday that it has received a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety for a traffic records improvement project to report crash and citation data faster and more efficiently. The grant program runs through September of 2026. Thanks to this grant, we're upgrading our Traffic Crash and Citation Reporting System. ICSO Community Relations Liaison Grants Coordinator Lindsay Steinstead. The new system creates a faster, more efficient way to report crash and citation data, which ultimately helps identify a variety of traffic safety needs where we conduct education and enforcement measures in the community. Grant funds will be used to implement an electronic crash and citation data reporting system, e-citation, which will be installed in traffic enforcement patrol cars for remote and on-the-go access, modernizing reporting, improving efficiency, and enhancing data accuracy. Funding for this program was provided by the grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety through the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Inyo County Clerk Recorder Registrar Daniel M. Sexton announced a new opt-out program from receiving printed local voter information guides by mail. This program supports environmental responsibility, safeguards voter privacy, and empowers voters to choose how they receive election materials. Under California Elections Code 13300, county elections officials must mail every registered voter a local voter information guide. However, 13300.7 allows voters to opt out if they prefer to access the guide electronically, by email, or on the county elections website. What are the key benefits of opting out? Well, it reduces county spending. The program is free to voters, and it saves taxpayers money by reducing printing and postage expenses. Convenience to the voters, access your guide online anytime, anywhere, up to 40 days prior to each election. Flexibility, change your preference to opt out or back in at any time. Eco-friendly, it reduces paper waste and clutter, and then per voter for homes with multiple voters, each voter at the same address can choose individually. To opt out, go to elections.inyocounty.us/voting/voter-information-guide-form. Or just head on out to our website. We've got that link out there available for you to click on. Deadline to opt out, though, request for the June 2nd, 2026 primary election must be received by April 7th, 2026. Submit your request early to ensure timely processing. In sad news, Sandra Irene Sepsi Whitlock Hancock passed away in Fallon, Nevada, after a long 9-year battle with small cell lung cancer. She was a beacon of light, joy, and love for her family and everyone who knew her. She was 81 years old. Her burial will be in Independence, California on February 28, 2026. Following will be a reception at Pioneer Memorial Methodist Church. The celebration of life will be March 7th at 1 p.m. at the First Southern Baptist Church at 900 South Taylor in Fallon, Nevada, for friends and family in the local area. Memorial donations in lieu of flowers, please consider donating to the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, the Banner Churchill Hospital Auxiliary Scholarship Fund, P.O. Box 1707, Fallon, Nevada, 89407, or a charity of your choice. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture. But most of all, thank you for listening.